Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, brother Rand, she got to testify. Well, when you really love the Lord, man, you don't mind telling the folks how He bless you, you know. And before she even ended her testimony, she said, "Thank you, Lord."
Oh yeah.
I don't know. What you,
thank you,
Lord.
My.
Yes, sir.
My brother.
Yes, sir.
Another day.
Yes, sir.
To lift his name up. You know, if his name be lifted up, you draw man into his day.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
She said she got her religion right on time. I'm stuck on this song. She's better than blessed. It wasn't about the tangible blessing. It was because she know the Lord. She got hooked up, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, brother. If you listen to what she's saying, she says she's blessed.
Yes, sir.
She's better than blessed.
Yes.
But she said something that touched me in a mighty way. She said, "Thank you, Lord. Oh,
yeah.
Help me, Holy Spirit." She said,
yes,
"Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord."
Oh,
she got religion at the right time. Then we come up.
Oh yes, she was. She knew where the blessing come from, Brother Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. She knew it ain't nothing that she did because she was blessed. It ain't nothing that no school that she went to that she was blessed. It ain't her daddy or her mama didn't leave her nothing. That's why she was blessed. It was simply from the Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's
it. My. Blessed.
That's it.
Better than blessed.
That's it.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, see, sometimes, Brother Aaron, we got to recognize where the gift come from. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
There you go. Help us, Lord.
Oh, we got to recognize where the gift come from. Oh, the Word of God said, "Try me now in this, and I would open up the windows of heaven and pour out so many blessings."
Yes, in the book.
But you can't receive them all.
Oh, it's in the book.
Oh. He said in his word over somewhere in Matthew that if you plant the seed, the seed will produce and it will come back 30, sometimes 50, sometimes 90 times over. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes.
Oh, but it also said over in Deuteronomy, "Will a man rob God?" Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
He just taught
me something no later than this morning about King Solomon asked the Lord to give wisdom to govern his people.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes, my brother.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
My.
Well, he said he was, "I'm a young man." You know, he said, "I'm a young man." I need you to help me. And teach me to lead the people.
Yeah.
That's what he said, man.
Yeah.
That's what he said,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
yeah.
You don't mind.
Yeah.
Don't pray, man, because we got to go there, man. Don't pray, man.
Yeah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you this morning, Father God, for your Holy Spirit this morning. Lord, we thank you for giving us the desires of your heart this morning, Lord.
Yes,
for
Jesus.
Getting us up. For giving us along our way, from keeping us from danger seen and unseen, for bringing us all together on one occasion, on one accord, to lift your name up. Because we know if your name be lifted up, you will draw all men into thee.
Yes,
you said in your word, two or three gathered in your name, we can ask anything. You said in your word, when we gather together, Father God, you in the midst. We feel your Holy Spirit right now, Lord.
Yes,
we know that you are God and you are God all by yourself. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You have all power in your hands. And you have all power over heaven and on earth. And we just thank you, Father God. So we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that your word don't fall on deaf ears this morning, Lord, that it go out and do what it is set to do and don't return for it. Because you said in your word, Father God, if my name be lifted up, you would draw all men to be. So we just lift your name up this morning, Lord. We praising you and we worshiping you this morning, Lord. We ask that you have your way on God's plan this morning, Lord. Remove anything that's not in your liking right now, Lord. Have your way. Help us speak the word of God boldly. Let it flow off our tongues like the rivers of living water right now. Lord, anything that's not acceptable in thy sight, remove it, Lord. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, have your way, have your way.
Mm.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God, my brother.
Amen. That's it.
I want to talk a little bit about prosperity this morning, Brother Ed. Prosperity. I raise the question, Brother Ed. If the Lord blesses you with something, what you going to use that blessing? What would you use that blessing for? Help me, Holy Spirit. Would you use that blessing to bless somebody else?
Come on now.
Build up the kingdom of God? Would you use that blessing for your own personal uses? Will you be selfish with it? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Would you do things to make life more easier and better for you? I raised the question this morning, Brother Edgar. The Lord blessed you to get $1 million a day. What would you do with it?
Uh-oh.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. What would you do with it? Because you do know that if you get $1 million fall on your doorstep today, it's nothing but the grace of God and nothing but God that gave you that right, my brother. Help me.
That's it, brother. That's it.
I'm going somewhere, my brother. What would you do with it? Will you take it and store it up and be stingy with it and not do nothing with it, not help nobody else out, not kingdom build with it, not do nothing with it?
Come on now.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I raised a question this morning that I read somewhere. Will a man rob God, Brother Eric?
Will a man rob Madakar, huh? Yes, sir.
Yeah. Will a man rob God?
Yes, sir.
Will a man rob God?
Yes, he will.
He told me somewhere in his word that we shall bring our first fruit. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, in the book.
We shall bring a tenth out of everything that he blesses us with, Brother Ed.
There's
some people wonder why they don't get the breakthrough they need, or they don't get the blessings they think they deserve.
Because
if he bless you with it, help me, Holy Spirit, he know that you're not going to do the right thing with it. It ain't your time to get it yet until you get in the mind state that you're going to use his blessings to bless and build up the kingdom of God. I wanna read prayer first. Then I wanna go visit that Kings, that first Kings, Brother Ed.
First Kings
3, and I'm gonna start at 7. But I wanna read this prayer right fast, right quick if I can. Listen what it read like. Prosperity, my brothers and sisters, prosperity. It says, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus concerning my financial situation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen what it read like. You are a very present help in trouble, and you are more than enough. Your word declares that you shall supply all my needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Listen what it read like. Forgive me, my brother, forgive me for robbing you in tithes and offerings. I repent and propose to bring all my tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in your house.
That's
Thank
it.
you for wise financial counselors and teachers who are teaching me to the principle of good stewardship. Lord of hosts, you said, try me now in this, and I will open up the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that you will not be have enough room to receive it all. I'm going to say that one more time. The Lord said, try me now in this, and I will open up the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough for you to receive it all. You will rebuke and devour for my sake, and my heart is filled with thanksgiving. Lord, my God, I shall remember that it is you who gave me the power to get wealth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Not nobody else. Not none out there, but it's you, Lord. That you may establish your covenant. In the name of Jesus, I worship you only, and I will have no other gods before me. My. It says, you are able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to me in abundance, so that I am always and in all circumstances furnished with abundance for every good work and charitable donation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. My brother. Prosperity, brother. I just keep on, you know, what would you do when a blessing come across the table? Help me, Holy Spirit. What would you do when the opportunity is presented to you, my brother, my brothers and sisters, to get a breakthrough? Help me, Holy Spirit. What would you do with it? Would you kingdom build with it? Would you put it away? Help. Would you help somebody that you know is in need? Help me, Holy Spirit. What would you do with it? What would you do with it? A blessing that come across the table. Listen to what Solomon said over here, brother. Hey, listen to what Solomon asked for the Lord this morning. No later than this morning. He just read this, right? Help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what Solomon was talking about.
So where you at now? What yet?
I'm going over to First Kings.
First Kings? Okay.
Chapter 3. I'm gonna start at verse 7. Matter of fact, I'm gonna start at 1 and read down. We got plenty of time, right?
hey, Brother Rand. So, Brother Rand.
Yes, sir.
You better than blessed, huh? Okay.
Yes, Lord. Ain't nothing like the favor of the Lord, Brother Ed. Hey, it's nothing like the favor of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like the favor. I'm going to say that one more time. It's nothing like the favor of God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Brother Tim always told me favor. I forgot how he say favor. Sometimes favor ain't fair, but it sure feels good. I forgot how he said, but Brother Tim always tell me that.
Tim hit the one button. We'll get him in. He'll say it for us. Come on. I know he owns the number,
man.
We'll get him in there if he owns here, though.
Yes, Lord. Yes, help us, Holy Spirit. Listen to what Solomon asked for wisdom. He asked the Lord for wisdom. See, Solomon asked God for something. Help me, Holy Spirit. Solomon asked God for something. And listen to what Solomon said. Listen to what Solomon said, brother. I'm excited about this because I just know that the Lord would give it to you if you gonna do the right things with it. You always tell me, brother, don't put no cap on God. Don't put no roof over God. Don't put no limitation on what God can bless you with, man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I don't know why I'm going there, brother. Don't put no limit on what God can bless you with. I want to keep going higher and higher. Higher, brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My. Listen to what it read like. It says, Solomon made an alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and married his daughter. He brought her to the city of David until he finished building his palace in the temple of the Lord,
yeah,
the wall around Jerusalem. This is what it read like. The people, however, were still sanctifying at the high place because a temple had not yet been built for the name of the Lord. Then Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the instructions given him by his father David, except that he offered sacrifices, burnt incense in the high place. Listen what it reads.
Wow.
It said the king went to Gibeon to offer sacrifices, for that was the most important high place. And Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on the altar.
At Gibeon,
the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, brother Eric. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it read like. I'm getting excited here because sometimes the Lord comes to me in a dream, brother Eric. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes he speaks to me in a dream. He wakes me up out of my sleep. He talked to me while I'm in the sleep, brother Eric. Listen, he said, Solomon, I'm getting excited about this because sometimes the Lord do me like this, brother Eric. Solomon, it says Solomon during the night in a dream, the Lord came to him and said, ask for whatever you want me to give you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Brother Eric, I'm getting excited. He came to Solomon and told him, ask me whatever you want me to give you in a dream, brother Eric. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it says. Solomon answered, you have shown great kindness to your servant, my father, David, because he was faithful to you righteousness and upright in heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, the heart got to be right, Brother Eric. Oh, yeah, he can't give you nothing if the heart ain't right, Brother Eric. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it reads like. You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you in righteous and upright in heart, brother Eric. You have continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day.
There you go.
My brother, I can't make this up. Listen to what he said. Oh, David, heart was right. Oh, so it poured down and trickled down to the son. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It came on down to the son. Now the Lord asking the son what you want. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it said. Now, Lord, my God, the Solomon still speaking, you have made your servant king in this place of my father David. But I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. My. Your servant is here amongst the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. It says, so give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. See, David didn't ask. Solomon didn't ask for money or nothing like that, brother Eric. He asked for the Lord to guide, to order his steps, and to help him govern the people the right way. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, he asked for the Lord to govern his people, to help him govern the people the right way. My. Listen to what it reads like. It says, for who is able to govern this great people of yours? The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. He was pleased that Solomon had asked for this, my brothers and sisters. So God said to him, since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have you asked for death of your enemies, but the discernment in administrating justice, I will do whatever you have asked me. My. I'm going to read that one more time.
Bag it up.
Oh, I got to bag it up, brother, because he didn't ask for nothing self. He didn't ask for nothing for himself. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What did he do? Oh, he asked the Lord to give him the spirit to lead the people the right way. Give him the wisdom and the knowledge to govern the people the right way. See, if the heart is right, Brother Eric, if you do right, everything else will come to you, man.
Lord, you own some devil.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
You own some devil.
The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, Brother Eric, since you have asked for this and not for long life, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, or wealth.
But that's what it is.
Or riches and gold, or money and gold. You ain't asking for yourself. You ain't asking none of this for yourself. Because the Lord said, whatever you ask, I'll give it to you now. But the Lord was pleased because Solomon wasn't thinking about himself, Brother Eric. Oh, help me. Solomon wasn't thinking about himself right here. He wasn't thinking about himself. He was thinking about the people. He was thinking about kingdom building. He was thinking about the people. He was thinking about leading the people in the right way and making right or wrong decisions and being able to govern the people.
My.
Listen to what it read like. The Lord was pleased that Saul liked this, Brother Eric. Oh, help me, Holy. I'm stuck right here. The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have you asked for the death of your enemies, but for the discernment and administrating death, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor
nobody
will there ever be. Oh, help me, Holy. Look at what he gave him, Brother Eric.
I'm getting started here.
He said, there will never be anyone like you or anyone to come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, moreover, I will give you what you ask, what you have not asked for, both and I. Listen, it's getting down. He giving them everything now, Brother Eric. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I will give you what you have not asked for, both wealth and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal amongst kings.
And if you
walk in obedience to me and keep my decree and commands as David your father did, I will give you a long life. Oh, my God.
It's in the book.
Brother Eric. Oh, that touched Solomon so bad. Listen what Solomon did. Then Solomon awake. And he realized he had been dreaming. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He returned to Jerusalem, stood before the ark of the Lord covenant, and sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. Then he gave a feast for all his court.
Come on, man.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Let's eat. Hey, brother, I got to say this here, man. Don't you know every leader should always pray to God? I think what most of us mess up is we don't pray to lead the people.
I'm talking about
godly people now. I understand that people don't, it's not godly. But if you're a godly person and God gave you some people under you, you're supposed to pray and ask God, give me the things to do and say to lead the people. Solomon said this because he was so young. But see, when he said young, most people think it might be age, but it wasn't just because of age. It was because he got the leadership at an early age. And he wanted to be fair with the people, and he wanted the people. Mm. He wanted to be so wise, so he treated them fairly, because he knew he had to judge over the people. And that's why I love about how the lesson is right here, because he could have asked for anything, brother, man, and God would have gave it to him. He would have gave it to him.
He asked for it. Man, I'm telling you, it's some meat in that, brother. It's some meat in that.
You know, when you have a God, that's what look we did to Peter. Before when Peter had made a mistake, he said, man, for the rooster crow three times, you're going to deny me. Mm. And Peter, man, I ain't gonna do that. And you know, he was sitting by that fire. He was sitting by the fire, man. And while Jesus was getting persecuted, he was getting persecuted. I'm going to get out of the way. He was being persecuted. And they said, they looked at him and said, you one of them. Man, you can't hide when you got God over you. You can't hide. Mm. You take out like a sword of thorn when you got the presence of God over. And they looked at him, and he denied him. That second time, that woman looked at him, he cussed her out. And she still said, no, you still one of them. You know what I'm saying? And he heard that rooster. And she, I'm just going with the book said. Look at that. He heard that rooster, his heart fell. I got something when I heard this. I'm going to get out of the way. But when his heart fell down after he denied God that third time, I don't know how Christians should feel, but I'm just telling for myself. When I displease God, when I come out of my sin, because I know we fall short, when I come out of my sin, I ask God, Lord, remove me from that, what this put me in the situation to deny you. I ain't never denied God. Anytime you get in self, you're denying God.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know why I'm there, but stay with me, brother, man. Anytime, the king had to deny himself in a way so he could be, so he could lead the people. If he did deny it, he could say, I want cows, I want houses, I want women.
I want houses.
You know, he didn't ask for none of that.
But in the carnal mind, if the Lord came to most people right now today and asked them, what is it that you want? First thing they're going to spit out their mouth is money. I want this, I want that.
But look what God just. Look what God just put in my spirit right now. Look what he just put in my spirit. Most parents want their children to be better than them.
Yes.
If they ain't, there's something wrong with them. You know what I'm talking about? If you're a parent, you want your child to do better than you be. You know what I mean? Sometimes you sacrifice what you got on to put in the hell so they can be better. I don't know why I'm here, brother, but stay with me when I say this here. The King David had put a he was taking the place of his dad, and he got rewarded for the temple. Look what I'm saying, and he got blessed because look what he did, brother man. He didn't lead to his own study. That's why we got to pray for our children, man. We got to lift our children up, man. I don't care how old they are, man. I don't care how old they are. We have to lift up our children, man. Keep a hedge of protection around them. There's so much going out there right now, brother, that can change them from what they're going, what you're raising them. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't never give up on your babies. Don't never give up on them.
Oh, yeah.
Never give up on your babies. I don't care how bad they did you. What they said, don't never give up on your baby. You don't
keep praying
for them. And give them to God. Leave them to God's hand. I guarantee they'll come back. I'm a witness.
My.
I don't know why I'm the devil, but come on with your lesson, man. I'm sorry, man.
Hey, you know how it goes. I'm going over to Deuteronomy 8, chapter 8.
Come on with it.
Deuteronomy. Hey, I'm going to start at verse 10. Deuteronomy 8, verse 10. Listen what it reads like. It says, when you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Listen what the songwriter just say. What you say? I just see the blessing better than blessed. Thank you, Lord. Brother,
you gotta play this.
As to see what's blessed and better than blessed. Thank the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Listen what it read like. Oh, I can't make this up, my brother. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord, your God, for the good land he has given you.
Look at
be
that.
Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day.
Oh, you owe someone.
Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herd and flock grows large and your silver and gold increase, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and all you have multiplied, Brother Ed, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. My God. My God. Listen to what it reads like, Brother Eric. He led you through the vast and the dreadful wilderness, that thirsty and waterless land with the venomous snakes and scorpions. He led you through all this, Brother Eric. How can you forget about it? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He brought you water out of the hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness. Something your ancestors had never known.
Wow.
Come and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. He gave you all this to humble and test you. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, you
so in the end, it might go, Brother Eric, I don't know why. You got people, you got all these rappers, and you know, all these people of power, and people got all this money. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. People that don't do nothing.
A moment.
No, but then they look up and they wonder why they were so fruitful in the early years, but now they got nothing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, you also?
He'll give it to you. It's a test, Brother Eric. He'll give it to you, but he want to know what you're going to do with it. My.
What you gonna do with
it? Listen, what it read like, my brother. I just something just dropped in my spirit right here. He give it to you. Oh, but what you gonna do with it, my brother? He wanna test you to see what you're gonna do with it. Oh, that's why you see so many people they think they got everything. They look like they got everything, brother. Soon fall and crumble, brick by brick. Because they're not. Yeah. They're not advancing the kingdom of God with their resources.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what
good
is it for him to give you something, Brother Eric, and you not going to go out and spread the wealth to the flock? What good is it to use you if you're not going to go out and speak the word of God bold to the people? What good
so you
is
gotta
for
be
him
fruitful.
To give you any gifts if you're not going to use them for the advancing the kingdom of God?
Yes, sir.
I got to go back a little bit, brother. Listen to what it read like, just so y'all understand what I'm saying. Listen what it said. I'm going to start back at 10. When you have eaten and are satisfied, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. It says, but be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, Brother Eric. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God. Listen, man, I'm here to tell you, I'm here to testify to anybody on this line right now. You can't get a piece of bread. You can't go in your refrigerator and get a piece of bread out of there without you sitting going there without thanking the Lord for it.
Come on, man.
I mean, brother, you can't go eat a sunflower seed. If you eat a sunflower seed, it's a blessing from the Lord.
Well, make it plain.
I'm here to tell you, man. Listen to what it reads like. When you have eaten and are satisfied, Brother Ed, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God. Failing to observe his commands, his law, and his decrees that I am giving you today. Help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it read like. Otherwise, if you forget all this, Brother Eric, otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses, help me, Holy Spirit, and settle down, when your herd and your flock grows large, Brother Eric, and your silver and gold increases, and all you have multiplies, because he will give it to you. Now, listen. Otherwise, when all this happens, when you get all these nice things and your money multiplies and you're building fine houses and you're doing this, help me, Holy Spirit, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Please help us, Lord.
Oh, Brother Ed, I'm here to tell you, my brother, I'm here to tell you, we see it happen every day with these guys, these football players and basketball players, they become broke. Oh,
yeah,
help me, Holy Spirit. They become broke. It's telling us in the book right here, right now, they forgot about their Lord, their God. They forgot about God, my brother. But you see the ones that prosperous, that give God all the glory. You got Stephen Curry that give God all the glory. He gonna continue to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
He's never gonna fall. He's never gonna stumble because he give God all the glory. My.
Oh yes.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
You want something there, boy?
Listen what it read like, Brother Eric. So I know
everybody.
I ain't by myself with this. Am I being in a different way? Listen what it read like. He says, otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses, settle down, when your herd and your flock grows largely, and your silver and gold, your money increase, Brother Eric, and all you have multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you will forget about the Lord who brought you out of Egypt. Oh, help me. Who brought
Lord,
you out of poverty.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Sir.
Who brought you out of poverty. Who brought you up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it says. Listen to what it really like. My, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You forgot about him, Brother Eric, when you got everything now. Oh, but I'm here to tell you, it was simply, it ain't nothing you did. It ain't no ball you shot. It ain't no song you wrote that got you where you was at. Oh, help me.
Yes,
Holy Spirit. It's nothing that you did, Brother. It was simply a blessing from the Lord. My. He led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness.
That thirsty
and waterless land. He led you through all that. He led you through all that, Brother Eric. He led you through the poverty and the being hungry and the not having nothing to eat some nights. He led you through all this. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm telling you that a lot of us ain't have rich mamas and daddies. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on, man.
A lot of
come
us
on.
Struggled, Brother Eric. A lot of us.
Yes, sir. Come on, man.
Without sometimes.
Yes,
help
sir.
Me, Holy
you sure, right?
He brought you
Are
through
you
all this. Listen what it reads like. He brought you through. He led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness. Thirsty and waterless land with the venomous snakes and scorpions. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He led you through all this. He said he brought you water out of the hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. Brother Eric, listen to what he just said right here, man. He brought you through all this. He made you realize that, hey, man, look at what you come from, and look at where you at now. How can you forget about a God like that, man?
Hey, brother Randy, you know what makes you do it? When you take your eyes and your heart from God. See, they put their situation. They was in the wilderness. and in this wilderness, they look at the circumstances they were in, and they said, we would be better if we would have stayed in Egypt.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they say. That if we keep understanding the script, he said, we would have been better if you'd have left us in Egypt. We're dying off, and everything is gone, we can't eat. But this same God, he failed it with manna. You know, so,
my.
I love this lesson.
Listen what it read like, though, Brother Eric. We in the Old Testament. Listen what it read like, though. It's some meat in here, brother. It says, you may say to yourself, Brother Eric, my power and the strength of my hand have produced this wealth for me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You may say to yourself that what you did produced this wealth for you, Brother Ed. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it says. But remember that the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, to get wealth, and so confirm His covenant, which He swore to your ancestors as it is today. My. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed. Oh, my goodness, my Lord, my God. Like the nation the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. That's why they crumbled down like the Caesar's palace, Brother Ed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's why the building come crashing down. Oh,
yes,
they take their eyes off our Lord, our God, and they start serving other gods, and they start thinking it was something that they did that they got wealth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit! It's something that they did that got wealth. They start forgetting about the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit!
Mm-hmm.
And it come crashing down, my brother. It would be destroyed.
My. Well, good stuff. That's some good stuff. Yes, sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Good stuff. That's some good stuff.
My God.
Good word.
Lord, help us.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
The blessing, if He give it to you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What you going to do with it? Because it said right here that He'll test you. Oh, help me, Lord. He'll test you. See. If you going to. Oh. Oh, my God, man. This word of God is something else, Brother Eric. It is something else.
You know how happy and joyful you are right now? You know why you're there?
Yeah. Yeah,
because you understand His promise. You know what I'm talking about. When you understand His promise, see God, when He say He gonna do something, it's a done deal. You can book it.
Oh yeah.
So you messed around and testified a while ago. He come to you through a dream. You know.
Look,
I can remember the one of your testimony. Can I say one of your testimony? God told you to wake up. I'm here, man. I don't know why I'm here. He said, wake up and go pray for your children. But He gave you specific things.
Oh, yeah.
He said, use your right hand.
Yeah,
man, I don't know why you got me,
yeah,
man. I'm telling you something. Use your right hand and pray for that child. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. They said the right hand, God, is Jesus sitting at God's right hand right now. I'm telling you,
yes,
man,
Lord.
God wants us to pray for our children, man. He wants to keep them children lifted up. He wants to lift them up. You know what I'm talking about? Now, I'm going to say it one more time. Pray for them and leave them in the hand of the Lord. I don't know why I'm there. He keep sending me back there, man. Keep praying for them.
Yes,
don't give up on them.
Yes.
Sometimes
we see that.
Don't give up on them. Keep praying for them.
I receive
that's why
it.
Your blessing is not only.
Why you keep going there, Brother Eric? while the spirit is, because the Holy Spirit is in the midst right now. So you keep on going there, because you really shooting that at me. I mean, I'm just gonna grab it out there, because I'm having a problem with my oldest son right now. See what I'm saying? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm having problems with my oldest son right now, Brother Ed. I'm having problems with him right now. All types of problems. To where I just don't even want to be bothered right now. Oh, but you just gave me something, Brother Ed. You shouted at me once, and I looked away from it. But you shouted back at me again. I can't look away from it this time, my brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, watch this. Watch this, Brother Randy. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we come with our hearts open up to you, Lord. Lord, only you know while we are talking about our children right now, Lord. Lord, I don't know what mine's doing right now, but I do know you know. But I don't know who on this phone having problems with their children, Lord. No matter what age they are, Lord, we're going to lift them up to you today, Lord. We're going to put them in your hands, Lord. And, Lord, whatever they do, Lord, we ask you, Father God, give us strength.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Give us strength, Lord, when you chastise them, Lord.
Give us strength to lay our hands off of it and let your will be done, Lord. Give us strength. If we see them go through some trials, we don't try to pull them out of it, Lord. Let them go through the line. Lord, give us strength, Lord, so we can understand your will and not our will, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the Holy Lord. Only you know why we're moving it on this order, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, if there's any doubt on the phone, Lord, we remove that spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you, Father God, move that spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, if someone don't understand, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, keep them in their heart to understand that it's not our will, but your will be done, Lord. Move across this in a miraculous kind of way, Lord. I said, touch my family. I said, touch every family is out of my voice right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I'm not saying I know what's going on, Lord. Do you know all things?
Yes, Lord.
The name of Jesus, Lord. The Bible tells us, Lord, we have not because we ask not, Lord. So we lift it up to you, Lord. We lift them up to you, Lord. But again, Lord, give us strength when you do chastise them. Give us strength when you do put your hands on them. Let your will be done, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Glory to God. Glory.
Glory be to God.
Glory. Glory. My goodness.
Hey, Brother Randy, I don't know. I didn't know that was God, bro.
Yeah, no, it's God using you, my brother.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Brother Man. I know he's on this radio station, bro. You know why I know?
Oh yeah.
Because we deny ourselves and let him use it.
Oh yeah.
Usually we'd be on the back line. It'd be Brother Tim, Brother D, Brother Lombard, Brother Dexter, Brother Nutty. Can I keep going? Brother Wayne.
Come on.
Get up, Brother Madman. Brother Flock, we be on the back line, we talk like this. When we stop, we might stop in the middle of things. We'll be talking about the Lord. And somebody that like to take over and start ministering to each other. See, sometimes, even though we teach, even though we preach, even though we try to convey God's word, sometimes we need teaching, man. Sometimes we need to be ministered to. That's why we have to stop sometimes and say, Lord, thank you. Because we better than blessed. Oh, I know right about it. We better than blessed because, Hey, how many of you know this here? Don't you know everybody on this phone deserves justice for some kind of way? Oh, Lord. It was some kind of way that he put his mercy and his grace there. So, man, I'm telling you, amen, this might not work for nobody on this phone, brother, man. When God is chastising your child, quit telling God to hold off, because that's what you're doing. It ain't always the devil doing it. God is trying to let the baby understand his will. Because if you raise him up in God, God's going to show him his will. See, his will ain't going to be like the will. Hey, ask the children of Israel when he let them go to captivity for 70 years. You know, ask the children of Israel when he let them wander around the wilderness for over 400 years. Yeah. Ask them the wilderness, what did he do? God will chastise. So we have to pray for strength when God does it. We just, Lord, I'm not going to even question this. Lord, I'm not putting everything on the devil. And we give the devil too much credit. And sometimes God wants them to go through some things, brother. And we got to be understanding God is moving. We got to be understanding God is moving in them kids' life, man. And then watch this here. Watch this here. I bet you, so my name is there. I bet they said, what are you talking about gambling? I'm going to tell you this here. If you pray for God's strength on your behalf, he will bless them children to understand his will.
Yeah.
I know, right? I seen him do it. I'm a testament, man. My mother prayed for me every day, man. I was a hellion, man. And she prayed for me every day. She said, that ain't you. Why are you doing what you're doing? That's not you. I don't want to see you doing that. Mama, I ain't trying to hear that. I ain't trying to hear that. I love you. You love you. Walk out. And one more day, the Lord touched me. I'm telling you, man. It took. I was 29 years old. I'm 53 now. You hear me? When he touched me, man. You hear me? And I haven't looked back then. You know what I'm talking about? I've been holding this too. I ain't saying I ain't fall. I ain't saying I ain't bumped my head. But you know what I did? I got back on up, brother. I still do. Get back on up. Because I do know one thing. Man, we probably the only Bible people ever read. What are they reading? Your children need to see you pray. The children need to see you bless on God. Oh, come on, help me, man. I don't know why we're here. Come on, man. Help me with it. Try to get away with it. They need to see you do this, man. They need to see you practice this. How many people say, I remember my mother, because we were raised. I see my dad race cars. I see my mother do this. I see my mother cook. I see my auntie do this here. But have they seen you pray? Have they seen you lift up the name of the Lord?
Yes.
We show them all this negative stuff, but are we showing some going to make them last forever? And that's eternal life. Don't worry about it. Give it to God. I know that sounds right.
Oh, yes.
Give it to God. If you give it to God, and you don't have to worry about no child. You know what? Did it help you, Brother Randy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I heard your testimony. I heard you talking about how they prayed for you. You was on your deathbed.
Oh,
they gave up on you.
Yeah.
They gave up on you. You was on your deathbed. And they gave up on what God did. Now he got you on God's plan. Oh, I know right about it. He got you on God's plan. Spreading his gospel, man. Spreading his gospel to this world. To this old dying world. You know, there's some people been walking with God a long time. It's dead, man. And he want to lift them up out of that spirit. He want to come on out of that spirit. Don't let that spirit talk to you. Walk with the Lord. Yeah, you're going to have some problems. Walk with the Lord. Your steps will get a little shorter. Sister, I think this is Sister Emily, mother. That's what it is. Are you over?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys.
Come on in. Yeah, cause
come on in.
Come on in.
So I just got on right before the gentleman who said the prayer, and I don't know who that was. I don't know your name. But... oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I've been crying because you hit something. I wasn't going to get on this morning. I was busy, and I got Brother Eric's. He sends me a little thing. We're all on Sister Jennifer or Will, if I can't remember what he said. But I'm like, okay, let me just get in here. And then when you started saying that prayer about our kids, I'm going to tell you, my oldest son, I'm just an open book. He's been in a bad place for many, many years. He's 30. He's into drugs more than just smoking weed.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this girlfriend, and she's on drugs. And, you know, and then he got kicked out and lost his job, and he comes crying to Mom. And I've had a lot of 15 years of issues with him. And I've had to pray for him. I've had to take my hands off the situation. I've had to not enable him. And I've had to just give it to God all the time, too. And not for my will and not to take the things away, because he grew up in church. He was in a Christian home for troubled kids. So those seeds have been planted. And it's his choice what he does with his life. And he asked to come back home, but because of things that he's done in the past, I couldn't let him. I can't. there's a court thing that reason why I can't. And it hurts as a mom because you feel helpless and useless, and not everybody understands because you have to say no. And then, of course, he's like, you know, then I offer him other options, but it's not what he wants. So he gets pissed off. And then he's like, I know, Mom, you're just going to pray for me, right? And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Sometimes that's all that I can do. And posted a picture, and Emily showed it to me. And I knew that he had been on drugs way longer than what he's telling me. And it breaks my heart. Because I don't understand it, and it breaks my heart. But and I told him, no, you know, here you can go here. There's shelters here. You can do this. You can do that. I gave him options. I didn't turn my back on it. I had to give him alternative things he can do. And he figured it out. He found a place to stay with a friend, and then he's going to get a job. But God has to let him hit rock bottom and build him back up. And I can't enable him, and I have to lift him up in prayer daily. And it is hard as a mother to see our kids go through that. And even things with Emily, I have to take my hands off of it and all of my kids. We have 10 between the two of us. So it has been a hard road. And as y'all were reading that scripture, talking about, you know, when you build your you get this wealth and stuff, and my husband's always been in sales. So for 18 years, we've had highs and lows to the point where sometimes our church paid our bills. We were stuck without having all the money. He started a new job, and they didn't pay him his draw. He didn't get as much as he's supposed to. So then we were short getting into our apartment. And our church helped us. Our church fed my family for months and months. And in return, I would do things for the community and things like that. And we got our settlement when my husband had a wreck. And we bought this house. Then we started a business. And then my husband has a bigger heart for people who are down on their luck. And we hire them as salespeople. And of course, the past year and a half, a lot of people have taken advantage of us. And it burns my butt because I'm like, we don't have a ton of money to keep wasting, and we help these people, and they stab me in the back, and it's hard for me. I'm like, I'm hard to wanting to help anybody because we always get burned. And then COVID hit, and it really crushed our business some, and we're just trying to dig out of the hole. And then my husband has this friend that he grew up with, so who's down on his luck, and he's older than us. He's almost 60. And all the drama that comes with him, and it's been really hard for me to just want to be that helpful servant in everything that I know that God wants us to do. But it was yesterday when I was sitting here cleaning and fixing dinner. He was coming home with my husband because they had some VA appointments this morning. And I'm like, you know, God, I know so many people have burned us, and I don't know that much about this person either. I just need to show love and grace because we've been there. I've been not knowing where we're going to live, how we're going to live. We've lived in motorhomes, not knowing what we were going to do. And it's scary and it's hard. And I just embraced God, and God just showed this gentleman love. And, you know, he came up here. It's been raining for days here, and my grass looks like a jungle. He's out there cutting the grass. He didn't have to. But if I let him use the lawnmower to cut the grass at work, he's like, I'll come cut your grass. And, you know, he's not really a bad person. He's had some hard knocks. I mean, we all have, and just I had to change my attitude about it because it was causing problems with me and my husband. And just if you just give things to God and just start praying about it. And first thing this morning I got up, because Emily wasn't feeling good, I got up and just prayed for her. And you just have to lift your kids up every day. You have to lift one another up. And as a parent, I know it's hard, and I just want to ignore my son too. And sometimes I do, and I just pray for him because that's all I can do because he doesn't understand. And then the things that I told him, Emily's dad told him the exact same thing, and he was acceptable to what he said. But I'm like, I said the exact same thing, and he come at me like I was, you know, this bad person. But sometimes he wasn't ready for it right then when I was telling him, I guess. But when Emily's dad told him, he was more acceptable of the facts that he was telling them too. But it's really hard when our kids, because you want them to be better than us. You want them to do good. And it's really hard to take your hands off of it because you want to fix it for them. And I just wanted to say, whoever said that prayer was for me too. And I appreciate it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My God. My.
Whole totally different little thing. Let me tell you this again. That's why, see, God took it out your hand. That's what I was talking about a while ago. See, when you pray to God, you ask God to help you in that situation, any situation, even with your kids, when you ask him, he'll put you in a spot that you can't help him. You can't help him. And then that's what you did, what you said. You prayed. That's when you had to enable them, but then you had to enable yourself, too. You have to take yourself out the way. You know what I'm talking about? And when you're taking yourself out the way, I know it hurt, man, because my mother did, me and my brother like that. My sister's mother, but they weren't bad as we were. But I seen her, he sit at the outside. It was raining. It was raining. But she said, no, not today. You can't come in. And that woman cried all night long. You know what I'm talking about? I seen her cry. You know what I'm talking about? Well, she said, I got to give them to her. You know, I got to give them to the Lord. I'm telling you, y'all, I don't know where this thing is going. I don't know nobody's business, but I do know the Holy Spirit. He's moving right now. Pray for our children. If you don't have a child, pray for your nephew. If you don't have a child, pray for your niece. If you don't have a child, pray for your cousin. Pray for these kids, man. So much going out there, man. For my age and somebody older know what I'm talking about, they think we don't know nothing. You know, so I'm like, don't worry about that. You pray for them. You pray for them. Don't leave them in the hands of the devil. Pray for them kids. But then also pray for God so you can understand the correction he's trying to do to them. You know what I'm talking about? Just pray for God. Let me understand and give me strength while I'm seeing the baby going through what I'm going through. And I'm with you, sis. A mother love is a strong bond. A mother, a father love, you know, we can go so much if we just say forget it. You know what I'm talking about? But a mother, so you go to the end. And I'm not speaking for every father, but I'm telling you, you know, I love my kids. But I tell you, on that thing, I hate to see my wife cry. And when she cries, it hurts me. So I'm going to advise you crying. My baby, I said, baby, this is what we got to do. We got to give it to God. I want to do this. I want to do that. I said, baby, we got to give it to God. Because too many times we enable them kids, man. God have his way. Let him have his way.
Yeah.
You know? And it works out every time. It works out every time.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen them fail us. I ain't never seen them fail us. When I say us, I'm talking about us. It ain't
true.
It's a good thing. I don't know why we there, man. If anybody else want to testify, anybody else want to wave their hand, they can hit the button. But that's how the show is going right now, brother, man. It looks like, you know.
Yes.
If you want to encourage somebody, you know, you can hit the button and get on in here, and lighten us on your testament, you know, testify. You can do it at this time.
My goodness.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
Holy Spirit. Well, Brother Ram, I'm going to do this here because I think this was a pretty good one.
Oh, yeah.
Houses and wealth, I may not have, Thank you, Lord. Many times I've had to learn my lesson. For I did not appreciate my blessing. Complained that I had no shoes, but then I saw a man who had no feet to use, and I'm blessed, better than blessed. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I've got no mind at any time. For God has mixed my clouds, He's mixed my clouds with His bright sunshine.
My. You know, that's old, man. That's old. We got Brother Maul and Brother D over. Y'all want to say something, y'all can say it. Brother Maul, Brother D.
What's going on, brothers?
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning.
I just want to tell y'all, man, I appreciate y'all giving the word, man. It's always a good thing when you hear me and giving the word, God, man. So y'all keep doing what you're doing, bro. Appreciate y'all, man.
Bless you, man.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yes, sir. Bless,
yes,
sir.
Mm-hmm.
God bless, man.
Brother D?
Brother D probably got some background noise.
He hit the one button. I guess I'm...
Oh.
Hey, but Brother Randy, man, I'm telling you, man, see, the Holy Spirit is I got to say it, man. He counsels.
Oh, yeah.
You got to hear him counsel. When he's counseling, man, can you imagine what Solomon was going through that night? God woke him up and showed him that dream.
Man, I'm still there, Brother Eric. I'm still there.
Can you make that,
man? Can you? Because it's not happened to me before, you know?
Sir, and
I remember Brother Herb. If you remember Brother Herb, the ruler was on the line one time. And
yes,
he said,
yes,
he was asleep, Brother Eric. Oh, help me, Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Sir.
He said he was asleep. And he said,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Woke up out of sleep and he couldn't breathe. He was choking and he rushed to the hospital. And they said it wasn't nothing wrong with him, but he said he just knew it was the Holy Spirit. It was God talking to him, man. It was God giving him attention.
Now watch this here. Brother Willie. Brother Willie Dowell came on the show one day. He said he was going through with his mother, you know. And he was praying to God, and he asked God to go on, take on, you know. And look what he did. God said, "Get off your feet, boy. Stand on up."
My.
You don't hear me, man. He said, "Get on up." So, and I'm gonna tell you something, man. It might be hard to listen to, but God can use someone if they have a willing heart. You'd be surprised who God used through their ignorance and their stupidity. He can use a child. He used a jackass one time. Man was sitting beside him. He told the jackass to move, and the jackass looked back at him. Did you see that angel behind you with a sword? Don't tell me God won't do it. I believe the whole Bible, man. I don't believe half of the Bible. I believe the whole Bible, man. And now, there's some things I don't understand because I know He's going to give it to us in the by, but I do know one thing. I do not put God in a box. I quit that a long time ago. When I was real young in the ministry, I used to have God in a box, but I found out God can use some people, man. And we just have to get back and let God will be done.
Yes, man.
that was my message the other day here. You never know where the message is coming from. never know. They're saying every day, but at the 1 minute, God can use him at that one moment.
Yes, sir.
Try to straighten somebody out. I'm sitting back here. I like the message, so I'm just gonna be quiet and listen some more.
Yes, sir.
My. Well, watch this. Give me.
Man, we right.
Play one more song.
When you've done all you can, seems like it's never enough. And what do you say when your friends turn away? You're all alone. Tell me, what do you give when you give? Nothing left to do, you just stand and watch the Lord see you through.
Yes, sir.
Yet after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle guilt of your past? Tell me, how to deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and filled with pain? Tell me, what do you give when you're giving your own pain?
My.
But see, you stand.
You stand,
man.
Yeah.
Brothers, we didn't came to a point we can get on out of here, you know. Brother Randy?
Yes, Lord. Come on, let's go ahead and pray us out of here, man. Close it out.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come thanking you, Lord, for your sweet spirit that has been in this place, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the testimonies, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all the love we heard and hearing, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, that we go in this day, Lord. Keep us, Lord. Never leave us to ourselves, Lord. Lord, speak to us, Lord. Lord, speak to our babies too, Lord, and our kids, our grown adults as well, Lord. Just move in their life, Lord, to always understand that you are the way and the only way, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, cover our prayer, Lord. Cover the mother's prayer. Cover the father's prayer. Cover the angel's prayer. Cover the granny's prayer, Lord. Move in their life, Lord, that they feel your presence as you speak. If they pray to you, Lord, give them some kind of constellation there that you're always there, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, even pray for Brother Willidall so late on today, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to let it be with the Holy Spirit to touch someone's heart, Lord. Lord, let it move across the airway that someone just want to come and get a little closer to you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the man of God that brought the word today, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, keep giving strength to that family, Lord. Cover that family in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I just been talking. We pray for the man of God, the house will be blessed, Lord. So, Lord, we just lift him up to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, lift him up. Why? His children, Lord. Even Sister Emily, mother, her, the burdens that she has, Lord. Lord, we just ask, we just lift them all up to you, Lord. Even my burdens, Lord. We just lift them up to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just ask you to have your way. Just we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Listen,
hey.
Yes.